الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected علماء الكرام، honorable illustrious students, elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very honorably, very respectably, very kindly and lovingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us in this ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem as Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, who are the people who have brought iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions himself in another ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of those people who have brought iman. In other words, the moment a person recognizes his Creator, who has given us this life, who is taking care of us every split moment, who is in charge of our life, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and a person acknowledges that I only have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way whatsoever, and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with, that is the Mubarak lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person, Allah Ta'ala immediately puts the crown of friendship on his head, that he is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no ordinary thing. This is a very, very, very great gift. And this is what we should be making dua for, and we should be yearning for. Today we want to become a friend of certain rich men, or we want to become a friend of certain counselor, you become a friend of certain minister, you feel very happy that I got contact with that minister. But when you need him, he can't help you, you can't help him. You want to become the friend of the state president also, he also can't help you in dire need. When is the real dire need? When Malakul Maut comes to us, at that time we need Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as our honorable illustrious Shaykh Azman Ashab Abdul Hamid Sahab Maddazul Ali explained, on one occasion he told our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Adha Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he says, Hazrat, I'm worried at the time of mort, what will happen? Hazrat came in Josh and said, Allah Ta'ala said, Badgumani matrako. That great being who you made a friend, mera zauk ye hai, jisne ek martaba Allah ke naam muhabbat se liya, Allah, at the time when you, crucial time when you need Allah, Allah will never leave you in dire straits. Allah Ta'ala will be there for us. So we have to make friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And generally in this world we see to make friendship with any person, lot of red tape, any person get or any ordinary position, he thinks I've got some position. And he wants to play hard to get, to make you his friend or anything. But Allahu Akbar, even our Dawla Shaykh Adha Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully that he is Shaykh Azman Ashab Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says that in this world, if a person is a very rich man, he's got a very high position, and he's got a person who is his close associate, does all his work for him, everything. But still, when his friends are sitting around, he won't say, this is my close friend. He'll say, this is my worker. He feels shy to say, put him on a position of friendship. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Malikul Mulk, Allah who is the King of Kings, Allah who is owning the entire universe, Allah who is Ghani, Allah is not, is totally independent. Allah doesn't need any connections. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering friendship. Allahu Akbar. And Allah ta'ala announces, these are my friends. So we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O people of iman. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mu'ana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi very beautifully translates this ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And we see over and over Allah Ta'ala repeats it in the Qur'an Kareem. Who are these people who have brought iman? Eh, mere chahite bande. Oh, my very special servants. You have recognized me. You have got special position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. As our honorable illustrious Shaykh has taught us also so beautifully, that Allah is saying, O people of iman, I don't know in your heart whether there's iman or not. You don't know in my heart whether there's iman. Outwardly, mashallah, we are doing the acts of iman, inshallah. So we have come here for salah. The people sitting here, Allah is announcing, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great being. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. آنکھوں کی چوریاں دلوں کی راز تو سب جانتے اے بے نیاز. That Allah Ta'ala knows that what you are stealing with the side of your eyes, you making khianat, this great trust Allah gave you to see the qudrat of Allah, to see your parents, to see the awliya Allah and gain closeness to Allah, but myself looking at haram, Allah knows immediately. On the one hand you're carrying on like a big buzurg, on the other hand you're looking with the side of your eyes at the ladies walking on the street or some other thing. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And then Allah knows all the haram thoughts that are going in our heart. So Allah knows exactly in whose heart there's iman. And Allah Ta'ala is announcing, O people of iman, that you are my friends. But Allah is so kind, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to remain on one ordinary level. Allah wants to make us VIPs. Allah wants to make us very, very special people. So Allah Ta'ala says to become my special friends. Aspire all the time. Allahu Akbar. As so beautifully Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained in the ayat, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا فِي سَاعَةِ الْأُسْرَةِ. On the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk, very difficult occasion, but Allah Ta'ala says, we made special meherbani upon the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those Muhajireen and Ansar, the moment they heard the command of Allah, very difficult condition, they were ready to go out and be with the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala says he made special meherbani, special favor. But Allah ta'ala used the word laqad taaba Allah. That Allah ta'ala accepted the tawbah of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, totally masoom. There's no question of any error of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then these sahaba who immediately accepted the command of Allah. So the question is posed, then what? Tawbah is accepted on a person's error. You make a mistake. You make a certain sin. So then what is the question here? Here, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained two things. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obviously made the Nabi of Allah ma'asoom. And these sahaba rajnam Allah has protected them from sin. On the other hand, it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala made them tawwab, that they were those great personalities, although of such ranking, but yet they used to make tawbah all the time, asking for forgiveness. And what does it mean? That no person, if the Nabi of Allah is not independent, is not mustaghni of tawbah, then myself, how much tawbah istighfar do we have to make? And what does it mean? That Allah Ta'ala's level, Allah Ta'ala's closeness, there is no end to the closeness of Allah. Allah is la mutanahi. Allah is unlimited. So the love of Allah is also unlimited. So as a person progresses to one level and he makes tawbah, Allah raises him to the next level. And if a person comes on one level and he stays there for a while, then it is a sign of his deficiency. So immediately he makes tawbah. So the Nabi of Allah also, every split moment, is getting closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that myself, I have to make tawbah upon my own tawbah. That the tawbah of mine is so insufficient. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. So how to get this reality? Allah says, one more thing you have to do. 50% of your work is done. Iman we have given you. And iman Allah has given us on a golden tray. We should appreciate it, we should treasure it, we should worry that we must keep this iman and go with this kamil iman, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala says how to appreciate this, how to increase this iman, ittaqullah. One more thing you have to do, that inculcate taqwa, a true love of Allah. Generally we translate taqwa as the fear of Allah. What it actually means, that as you come to know how loving and kind, how merciful is Allah, Allah is my muhsin-i haqiqi, then such a kind being, you worried, I mustn't displease Allah. Slightest thing, Allah must not be unhappy with me. And that is the worry of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek second, meri Allah mujhse naraz na ho. My Allah should not be unhappy with me even for a split moment. Allah ta'ala give us the reality of this reality. That give us understanding and just give us an iota of the glimpse of this. And where you will get this, Allahu Akbar. Allah didn't just say become my friend and then become my special friends. Allah showed where you will get this. Allahu Akbar. You can't buy this friendship over the counter. You can't buy it by just greasing somebody's fingers, etc. Allah Ta'ala showed it. This is a very honorable path. And you'll get it from the most honorable personalities. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with those people that are very, very true and sincere in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are the sadiqeen? The muttaqeen. Ulaika alladhina sadaku wa ulaika humul muttaqoon. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word sadiqeen. That those that are sadiq in their taqwa, they are true in their taqwa. Not like myself, a fraudster. Outwardly you act like a big buzurg. Walk with the buzurgs also. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully. Dil ke milne ki baat aur hi hai. To get from the hearts of the friends of Allah, that is something else. That is the real treasure. That is why we should be with them. Warna go saath bahut muddat se rehte saath ho. Although you are staying many years with the pious servants, just enjoying all the good food, etc., but we are not taking what we have to take from their hearts. So Allah Ta'ala says, those that are true in their taqwa, that you see them, they'll remind you of Allah. You see the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You sit in their company, you think of akhirat. You realize how this world is so temporary, artificial, what a big deception. And your love for Allah Ta'ala increases. Then Allahu Akbar, you're in a different world. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind and merciful. This part of the sadiqeen, of the lovers of Allah, it's not only that you'll get great position in the akhirat, in this world what you'll get, Allahu Akbar. Your dunya will be made, your life will be made. Many people think they're enjoying life. But when Allah Ta'ala's fazal, karam come upon them, and what is the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jis pe fazal ho rahmani, tar karta hai kari shaitani. Many people, they write on their businesses, Haza min fadli rabbi, on their houses, big Haza min fadli rabbi. Our Shaykh says, they forget the second part of the ayat, liyabluwani ashkura makfur. That Allah is testing me, this is Allah's fazl. Allah gave me a nice house, but I've got shaitan box. That is not the fazl of Allah. Allah's fazl is, when you see you coming away from bad company, and you enjoying good company, you coming away from your sins, and you enjoying good deeds, that is the fazl of Allah. And where you will get this, we all want, nobody likes myself, we all hate ourselves. If you are committing bad nazri, you're looking at haram, and you're thinking of haram, or you're talking lies, you feel bad about yourself, and you want to stop it, but we don't have this current. Allah Ta'ala has shown us where you'll get this current, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the pious servants of Allah, and be in which way? In a true way, that what they've got in their hearts, in their lives, you want it in your life also. And you try your best to bring it in our lives. So our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully that when you stay with in the company of the pious servants, forget all the enjoyments of akhirat. That will come inshallah on its place. In dunya you'll get such treasures which you can't imagine. And the real treasures are the treasures which comes from the khazana, the special treasure box of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taught by who? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. So the treasures we will get when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and we learn, and we bring it in our life, then we'll realize, oh, what a treasure is this. This I can't, the whole world's money can't pay for this one treasure. And what are these treasures? They have taught us, sitting in the company of the friends of Allah, what does it mean? That what they do in their lives, they want to share it with us. Today, the friends of dunya, if they got something very valuable according to dunya, they very shy to even say that today we even shy to even make dua for the next person. Oh Allah, I got this new car, give him also. We shy even to say that. Whereas our Shaykh has taught us the easiest way to get all the duas, make dua for the whole ummah. Allah now appoints a farishta that give him first. So when you become the friend of Allah, your heart also expands. And what you got, the treasures, you want to share it with everybody. So Hazrat has shared with us these beautiful treasures of the wazaifs. That what we should be doing, and this is Islam. When you learn what the friends of Allah Ta'ala are doing, bring it into our lives. And make dua to Allah Ta'ala for steadfastness, for ikhlas, for istiqamat and acceptance, inshallah. So these treasures, we'll just explain a few of them and see how very valuable they are. And we make niyat that for the pleasure of Allah, we bring it into our lives, inshallah. The first treasure Hazrat has taught us, that from the Quran and Hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, which in turn came down to us till today, that whoever recites morning and evening 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times we read this dua in the morning, after Fajr, after Maghrib, then kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. Such a treasure this is, that today the whole world, every second person is suffering from stress, suffering from depression, all types of problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. This wazifa, it will be sufficient for him. Allah will take care of all his worries of dunya and akhirah. And what worries? Not ordinary worries. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullahi, very great muhaddith, explained, إِنَّ الْحَمُّ هُوَ الْغَمُّ الَّذِي يُزِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. These are such worries that will melt you. And today, sadly, we are hearing in the ummah, this person, Muslim person, committed suicide. That girl committed suicide. This youngster committed suicide. What is this? When we don't connect ourselves to Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. The owner of Arshi Azim, Hazrat Mawlana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned, Man kana nazru ila majari al-qaza, la yufna ayyamu fi makhasamati nas. When you got your eyes where decisions are taking place by the Arsh of Allah, then you don't worry of all types of unnecessary going to courts and going to lawyers and fighting cases, etc. You put your matter forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one easy way, very simple, to put our matter forward, with yaqeen, concentration little, read this dua 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu. And so beautifully our Sheikh has taught us, has put it to us psychologically so beautiful, that he says, if in dunya you see Switzerland, all these people, they boast that we made such a watch that it is totally waterproof. 200 meters underwater you go, forget a drop of water, vapor won't go in that watch. That watch is waterproof. So if insan, Allah gave you the ability to make a waterproof watch, then the creator of everything, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah can't give you a worry-proof heart. Allah will make your heart worry-proof. Despite the turmoil around, whatever is happening in the world, you will be connected to Allah, and you know Allah is in full control of my conditions. Like a pious person, he says so beautifully, Ham mutmain baiteh ya Rab, to hakim bihe, hakim bihe. That, oh Allah, we such contented. You are insan, you will have some worries, doesn't mean you won't have worries, but you will know Allah is in control of my conditions. Allah will take full care, and whatever Allah brings upon me, it's only full of wisdom. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq, understanding what's reality, with little concentration, and try and build us yaqeen. This also we'll get in the company of the friends of Allah, that we may read this wazifas daily and see what treasures these are. Today we'll just read it as a practice all together, but daily we should try and read it individually, inshallah. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Another very valuable treasure, another very valuable wazifa taught to us by our honorable Sheikh, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whoever recites morning and evening 3 times, A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitani rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitani rajim 3 times, and then the 3 famous ayats of Suratul Hashr, Huwallahu ladhi la ilaha illahu till the end. And the great benefit of this wazifa is, Wakkalallahu bi sab'ina alfa malakin yusalluna alayhi. Immediately Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua for that person all day. Whole day they're making dua and maghfirat for you. In other words, you are in the protection of the malaika. And wa in mata fi zalika al-yawm mata shahidan. If you read this wazifa in the morning and you pass away during the day, you get the stage, the martaba of a shaheed, that you passed away as a shaheed. So easy. And Allahu Akbar. This is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction that our Shaykh has taught us, our Dada Shaykh says, that I heard Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullahi in one ijtima he mentioned on the stage that I don't start my daily work till I don't put 70,000 angels on my duty. In other words, I just read this wazifa, it takes not even 2 minutes and I got 70,000 angels making dua in maghfirat for me. So you don't need any protection fees, any insurance. Angels are making dua, you're in the protection of the angels, which is the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also we should try and read daily, inshallah. A'udhu billahi as-sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Another very very valuable wazifa, great treasure we have learned from our honorable Shaykh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught in hadith to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whoever recites morning and evening what bismillah each time the three kuls, kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, takfika min kulli shay, that this wazifa will suffice you from everything. In other words, min kulli shar, every type of evil. Today everybody is worried that Maulana, that one is jealous upon me, I need a taweez. That one made jadu, black magic upon me. This is the biggest taweez we have got on a golden tray. And who can't read this taweez? Everybody has got it. But myself, all of us, we should think how negligent we are. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will suffice you from all types of evil. We should make this, and this wazifa, ulama have explained so beautifully. Another benefit of this wazifa, takfika min kulli wird. That this wazifa will be sufficient from all other wazifas. Hazrat explained so beautifully that sometimes it happens, you got an appointment early in the morning, or you came very late, you're very tired, or you're sick, you can't read all your wazifas. And early in the morning you have to go to the doctor, so you can't read all your wazifas. If you read this one wazifa, it will suffice you from all the other wazifas. Like it happens, you got an appointment, you tell the wife, today I can't have breakfast, I'm in a hurry. She say, okay, take one banana. Take something and go. And as our Shaykh says so beautifully, that don't give anybody appointment first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, put your trousers on. Then give somebody appointment. So anyway, the first thing we should be doing in the morning, after Fajr, we should be reading this wazifa. And Allah Ta'ala, it will suffice us from all types of evil and all types of all other wazifas also. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul wallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul wallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul wallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Another very valuable wazifa Hazrat has taught us from the light of Quran and Hadith, that whoever reads morning and evening 3 times Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Then this wazifa will save us from four terrible diseases. One is to become madness. One is to suffer from leprosy. One is to suffer from blindness. And one is to suffer from paralysis. Every second person worried of getting stroke, etc., cataract, etc. If we read the simple wazifa, inshallah, with yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala will protect us from all these diseases and inshallah all other diseases also. So we should try and read it daily, morning and evening. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Another very valuable wazifa, and this was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to one sahabi who came with the same worries we all have got. He said, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm very concerned, worried about my iman, whether it will remain steadfast, etc. Then I'm worried about my life. My life is so valuable. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my wealth. I'm worried about my children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the simple wazifa. He said, read every day, morning and evening, three times, Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Allah will take care of all these things. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were so eager, immediately he put it into practice. And then Nabi Kareem saw some concern for them. And this is the benefit of having company with the friends of Allah. That we'll get this eagerness to practice and we'll see, they will be asking us, are you doing this? Are you benefiting? We should be informing them, but they will be concerned of us. So Nabi Kareem saw some asked the Sahabi that how's it going? He says, Alhamdulillah, since you taught me that dua, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm reading it and I feel very comfortable. Allah is taking care of all these important matters of mine. So we also should try and read this daily, especially this time of fitna, etc. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Another very valuable wazifa, dua, that was taught to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such a valuable dua, our Hazrat has taught us, that Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi actually made a special tawaf for the sahabi who narrated this hadith to us. And taught us this dua from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a famous dua we all know, but see how negligent we are. And this is that on one occasion a sahabi told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same complaint I got, we all got, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many du'as, wazifas you taught us, but my mind is so weak, I can't memorize everything, I can't remember everything. So teach me one comprehensive du'a, such a du'a that will cover all your du'as, 23 years of nabuwat. What special occasions, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shafqat for the ummat we can't imagine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say it's impossible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this beautiful dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka min nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha min nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is such an encompassing dua, ulama explained, that the 23 years of nabuwat, duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Badr, on the occasion of Uhud, all other, at the time of Tahajjud, special occasions, this dua will encompass all these duas. So we should also at least try and read it, if not after every namaz, at least one time every day, with concentration, and then see, we'll get all the benefit of all the duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll read it one time together, inshallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Also important, we should try and read this duas as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shouldn't add extra words. This is the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is the most beneficial way to read it, inshallah. We see these simple wazifas we read. There are many others that are printed in the kitab, treasures from Quran and hadith, morning and evening duas. And now it is available on the website also of our Hazrat, ka.org. And then, mashallah, Brother Haji Yusuf sahab, who has got so lot fikr, how Hazrat's teachings can spread. He has got the wazifa kitabs with him also. Try and ask him and inshallah we will get it. But not just to get it and put it in my pocket and think I got the wazifa kitab. The wazifas are done. No, there are three important conditions for this. The first condition is that we do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat has taught us, our maqsad is Allah. All these things, even these, the asbab of the means of dunya and deen, these are also means to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we learn in the hadith, that you read Ayatul Kursi, you'll get protection. But Hazrat says, Ayatul Kursi is that bridge to take you to Allah. We're just reading and staying on the bridge. We're not getting close to Allah. So an intelligent person is that person who reads it, Allah, you must be happy with me. Allah is happy. Allah will do our work of deen, dunya, everything. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained, which we learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that a person who makes the intention from what the benefits we have mentioned of this dunya, that if you read this dua, you'll get saved from depression, etc., then that person is very limited-minded. His example is like he learned that he's got a very big farm, and he left it unattended. Now he decides he wants to plant, etc. He cleans it up. Now he wants fertilizer. Somebody told him the best fertilizer is cow dung. He goes special to the market to buy 2-3 cows. I must get a lot of cow dung and I'll lay it on my field. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that is a stupid idiot. An intelligent person is, he'll go to the market, he'll buy a cow, but not with the intention of dung. That cow, I'll get milk. From that milk, I'll able to make cheese, I'll able to make ghee, butter. That cow dung is a byproduct. That will come. So the benefits of this world mentioned in the hadith, those are maw'ud. Allah will give us Allah's promise, inna wa'adallahi haq. Our object maqsood is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So our intention daily, myself also, when we get up in the morning, that oh Allah, we are living for you. You gave us this life and for our akhirat. The second important condition is that istiqamat. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion when the ayat was revealed, fastaqim kama umirt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shayyabatni al-hut, that this ayat has made me white, that is, to be steadfast. And as istiqama fawqa alfa karama. A person wants to show karamat, I'm a big wali. The greatest karamat is to be punctual on our deeds. They try with punctuality, and we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And more in the company of the pious servants, you'll see this punctuality will come. Not now we learn this dua and we say, oh, very valuable wazifas. 2-3 days we get the kitab and battery is flat again. So no, we should try and make a firm intention and set a time that every day inshallah I will read my wazifas. It will take 4-5 minutes after Fajr, after Asr, after Maghrib. And we'll see inshallah our wazifas will be done. So daily we should read our wazifas. And that is what our zikr and tilawat of Quran Kareem obviously. And then the third important condition is, and this is all our complaint, and so beautifully our mashayikh explained to us with simple examples, they make deen so easy for us. That one person told Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that Hazrat, you teach us all this wazifas, we read it, but still we have problems. Still I got depression, still I have a burglary, still I have this, and this we all have problems. We all have got this complaint. Why it's still happening? But I'm reading my wazifas, I don't know what's happening. Allahu Akbar, as our Hazrat teaches us, we are soaked in sin. Our ibadat is full of sin. So there's no question about it. But in any case, what is the reason for this? Hazrat explained so beautifully with an example. And Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib and our Shaykh, mashallah, the same, is known as Imamul Amsila, the Imam of examples. Some simple examples, you'll understand deen very easy. That they were going from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, hot summer day, in the afternoon also. So when they jumped into the car, it was very hot. The driver was Hazrat's Khalifa. So Hazrat told him, on the aircon, bhai, it's very hot. He said, Hazrat, aircon to chalu hai, it is working. But maybe somebody's window is little open. They checked, the back window was slightly open. And the hot air of the Saudi Arabia is very hot. When they closed that window, after 2-3 minutes, they felt the aircon working. The car became comfortable. Then Hazrat explained, bayo deko, see my friends, the aircon was working, nothing was wrong with the aircon, but we couldn't feel the cool effect of the aircon because just one window was open slightly and the hot air was coming in. So similarly, he says our salah, our tilawat, our wazifas, these are like cool effects more than all the aircons of this world. The coolness will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of rahmat, of nur. But myself, I don't get the coolness of it. I don't get the effect because our Hazrat explained us so beautifully. Forget one window, we got big, big doors open of gunas. So the first important thing we have to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and make an effort and try to stay away from all type of sins, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding, we'll try and do it, inshallah. And daily we should try and be punctual at our wazifas, our tilawat of Quran, and keep company with the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.